You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Dr. Neryl East, a media and reputation expert who shows leaders, teams, and individuals how to stand out for the right reasons. Dr. East, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and hello to everybody listening.
And with pleasure. So your topic today refers to social media, but you're actually telling people not to totally rely on it to get your message across. Is that correct?
Well, that's right, and I know it sounds kind of crazy because social media is what drives our world these days, and I'm certainly not telling people not to use social media, but I'm just saying to spread the love around a little. Don't put everything in the social media basket because you're missing out on some of the great opportunities that are still available through the old-fashioned mainstream media, radio, TV, newspapers, magazines. They're still around and they can bring you great benefits that social media alone can't necessarily offer you.
What can mainstream media coverage give you that social media can't?
Well, it's really interesting, you know. One of the key things that mainstream media brings you is credibility. Because when you think about it, when you post to social media or if you pay somebody to do that on your behalf, people at some level know that that's what's going on. They know that you're writing that stuff. So even if it might be brilliant content, it still has that feeling about it that it's self-promotion. But if a journalist writes a story about you, and this is kind of funny because a lot of people don't trust journalists and don't trust the media, and believe me, I know this as a former journalist myself, something almost magical happens when your information passes through a journalist's hands, because all of a sudden you've got this completely independent person with no vested interest in your business or what you're doing writing about you. And that really ramps up your credibility. And, you know, we're now operating in a reputation-driven age where credibility is your currency. So anything you can do to build your credibility in a massive way is going to help your business. And in my experience, one of the best ways to do that is to get a journalist to write a story about you. So credibility is a huge benefit. It'll also give you reach that you may not necessarily get through your own social media networks. You'll be reaching people far outside the average person that's going to be in your network. And then another great benefit is leverage. You can use your stories in the mainstream media through all your social media platforms. And again, that's a hugely credible message. If you're posting that the media has written stories about you, people are going to take notice of that. That's going to add to your credibility bank, much more so than if you were just posting yourself about what a great business you have. So lots of benefits. And sometimes we can overlook those because there are so many opportunities being thrown at us through social media.
Would you say that old-fashioned media is on its way out?
Well, that's interesting. I get asked this a lot because, you know, obviously mainstream media is shrinking. There's no doubt about it as new forms of media come along. You know, newspapers in print are pretty old-fashioned these days, but the media is still around. It might be in a smaller format, but it's still there. And I guess the more it shrinks, the more precious those opportunities become. But it's also popping up in many new ways. So, of course, newspapers now are in digital platforms. So you mightn't necessarily be interacting with the media in the way that we would have done, say, 10 years ago, but the media is definitely still there. The key is make sure it's a professional journalist or a professional writer writing your story. So this is the difference. It doesn't really matter if it's an online platform or an old-fashioned newspaper or a radio station. As long as it's an independent professional writer, it's not your own social media or just somebody's random blog, it's the type of media outlet that's going to give you credibility. That's what you're aiming for. So opportunities might be reducing, but they're still there and they're worth going after, believe me.
Today we are joined by Dr. Neryl East, a media and reputation expert who shows leaders, teams, and individuals how to stand out for the right reasons here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Dr. East, what are your key tips for a business to promote themselves in the media?
Well, first and foremost, you need to identify your story angle. And by that, I mean the hook that's going to get the journalist interested and make them see that your information is so interesting that they simply can't afford to miss it. Now, a lot of businesses make the mistake of thinking getting into the media is like other forms of marketing. And so they give the media their marketing material and then can't work out why the journalist isn't interested. But journalists don't want free ads or marketing about your business. They want a story that's going to be interesting to their audience. So you need to do some thinking and come up with something that's going to grab the media's attention. And they love things like a little bit of controversy. And I know in business we don't necessarily want to be controversial, but you can be a little bit controversial by commenting on something that's already topical in the media. Or they love human interest stories. So stories about people triumphing in difficult circumstances, or somebody who's come from rags to riches and is making a successful career. So think about the people in your business or your own story, your own journey to where you are. And I'll bet there's something in there that a media outlet somewhere will find fascinating. They also love things that are being done for the first time. So if your business is breaking new ground or bringing in a new product, it doesn't have to be the first in the world. It can just be the first in your neighborhood. And you can still get a local media outlet to pick that up. And if you can't achieve any of those things, and I'm sure you can if you think about it, at least come up with something relevant to the media's audience. So again, it's not about sales or marketing. It's about finding something that the journalist will find particularly interesting. And then the other key tips are being very targeted. One of the mistakes I see is that businesses spray their information out there to every media outlet they can find on Google, and they waste a lot of time and effort doing that. Much better to find a great story angle and then find the media outlet, whether it's TV, radio, a magazine, even their local newspaper. Find the one media outlet that's going to be the most interested in your angle based on their audience. It's much better to get one great story in one media outlet than put your information out there for no result. You can still use that story in all of your social media platforms and get great mileage from it. And then thirdly, I strongly suggest you package up your information in a way that's easy for journalists to access. Don't send them a 200-page report and expect them to wade through it, because they won't. You need to make it short and snappy, with the angle of your story really obvious, so the journalist is in no doubt when they receive it that this is a great story and they'll want to talk to you about it. So angle first, be very targeted, and make the information easy for them to process. They're the key steps that'll get you into the media.
Dr. East, listeners that are tuned in today may think, if it's so easy to get media coverage, why isn't everyone doing it? Get into that, if you would.
That's a great question. And yes, I have been asked that before as well. And I think number one in businesses is that they simply think the media won't be interested in them. And that's a huge misconception. The media is interested in everybody as long as the story is going to be relevant and interesting to their audience. So don't think for a moment that just because, you know, perhaps you're a small business operator or you're doing the day-to-day routine that you don't have anything newsworthy. It's just a matter of thinking a little more deeply about what's going to be particularly interesting to a media outlet. So they are interesting. They are interested in you as long as your story is interesting to them. And another reason why business operators don't get into the media is because that they're focused solely on social media. So like I said at the beginning, social media, you know, we have to be in it, we have to be doing it, but don't put all your eggs in that basket. Think about other ways as well, and particularly ways that are going to amplify your message. So getting into the media isn't so much about just reaching the audience of that one media outlet these days. It's about using that story and what you can then do with that through your own social media and your other marketing. It starts to endorse you as an expert and an authority in your field, and that builds your credibility. And then, of course, the other reason businesses aren't getting into the media is that they just don't know how to go about it. They think it's too hard. They think you need to pay a lot of money to a PR person to do that. And that's actually not the case. So there's a process that you can follow, and anybody can do this. They don't need to spend a lot of money. They just need to have the determination to do it. If you follow this process, you'll start to get results and you'll start to get the media picking up your stories. It's a matter of working through it, coming up with your angle, targeting the right media, and giving them the information they need when they need to do it. So don't let that stop you. There's a process you can use, and that'll start to get your results.
Certainly have enjoyed the information shared here today. Many thanks, Dr. Reese. How can people get more information? How can they also pick up the book, The Headline Edge, and how can they be in touch?
Sure. Well, thanks for asking. Yep. So The Headline Edge really sets out this process that I'm talking about. You know, I've worked in the media on both sides of the microphone for more than 30 years, and I've put this process into an easy-to-access format so that anybody can read it and start to use it. So even the smallest of businesses can discover this process and put it into action for themselves. So best to jump on to the website theheadlineedge.com, theheadlineedge.com, and also the book's available on Amazon, both in Kindle format and hard copy. And you can connect with me, Neryl East. I'm on LinkedIn, neryleast.com. I'd love to share more information with you and help your business get known and get the headline edge and start to reap the benefits of building a media profile.
Well, Dr. Reese, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us all the way from Australia this morning here on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much, and you're very welcome.
We have been speaking with Dr. Neryl East, a media and reputation expert who shows leaders, teams, and individuals how to stand out for the right reasons. And for more information on the book, visit theheadlineedge.com. And for more information on Dr. East, simply visit neryleast.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.